Convair flagships are again operating on regular schedule to all destinations. Call Franklin 2-8000.
Anybody sitting on this stool, friend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, no. Help yourself. Cigarette?
Oh, thanks.
Waiting for somebody?
I think I am.
You think you are?
You won't believe this, but you see that cloud up there?
Which cloud?
The one over the gray building, that the 4-5. The ninth one.
Oh?
I'm waiting for a guy to take me there.
You know, friend, if you said that to most people, they'd think you were a little, But I don't.
You don't?
You don't remember me, do you?
Well, should I?
Well, you seem to remember Cloud Nine.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you the guy?
Come on. Express Cloud Nine going up.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Our mate, Cloud Nine.
Yeah, real fine place you got.
Glad you like it, friend.
Say, you know what would make this cloud perfect? Just perfect?
We think we've done pretty well.
Yeah. But a place like this, with the right dame. You know, the kind of dame, when you come home at night, she puts her arms around you and says,
"Oh, I'm so glad you're home."
And then she says,
"Dinner's ready."
Ah, yeah. Hey, is there a dame on this cloud?
Oh, what makes you think that?
Well, I heard a gal's voice. She said dinner's ready.
Oh, no. You said that.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I want a dame with a voice like... Well, let me describe it to you. It sounds like...
Your dear...
See, that's the kind of a dame I'm looking for.
Your description is provocative.
And it ain't because I haven't been looking.
Tried France.
France? Paris?
In my time, I found some very acceptable companions in Paris.
You mean...
In my time.
Ha, mamselles, huh? Yeah, I've heard about them.
Would you care to go to Paris?
What? just like that, we go to Paris?
It's quite simple on cloud nine. Due east, Davy.
Due east.
Full wind, Davy.
Full wind.
Steady as she is.
Steady as she goes.
Oh, boy. Paris.
Hey, this is Traveling Deluxe.
Hey, Mac, isn't that the goal of every red-blooded American who comes to Paris, the Eiffel Tower?
That is right.
Well, we're heading straight for it.
That's where we're going to moor, Cloud Nine. If you'll just excuse me for a minute, I've got to bring her in.
Oh, sure, I'm sorry.
Half wind, Davy.
Half wind!
Starboard and port lines, prepare to cast. Cast and hold. Settle her in easy, Davy. Steady. Steady. Here we are, mate. Look around. This is Paris. Shall we go mingle with the inhabitants?
Yeah, where are the mamselles?
Down these iron steps, boy. At the restaurant on the next level, if intuition serves me correctly, they're having a fashion show.
Oh, yeah. I see. Well, this looks very interesting. Very. Hey, that guy's kissing a girl in public.
Mustn't point.
Well, I know, but you
a traditional and happy custom. Can't tell about these Frenchmen. He might even sing to her in public.
Honest?
A small cafe, mademoiselle. A rendezvous, mademoiselle. The violins were warm and sweet, and so were you, mademoiselle. And as the night danced by, a kiss became a sigh. Your lovely eyes seemed to sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I,
Gal.
My boy. It was he singing.
Oh, was it?
Come along. Let's go to the style show.
Let's.
Ah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome to the showing.
Thank you.
Is there something special you would like to see?
No. We're just browsing.
Yeah, and what do you say we browse over towards that brunette in the corner there?
Ah, you like the fashion she is wearing? I will call her over. But, mademoiselle?
Yes?
Hey, she's really something.
She's in the latest mode.
Beautiful.
It is a nice dress. Thank you. It is with the new V-neck you will notice.
Oh, I wouldn't have noticed if you hadn't told me.
Let me explain for you the V-neck dress. There are fundamentally only two styles of the V-neck, American and the Continental.
Education.
Now for the American style. In America, the V-neck is shaped so. Whereas in France, you might say the V-neck is shaped so.
Oh, yes. Interesting. But tell me, who are those four chaps standing over there?
The lonesome America. They sing.
Oh!
Please, sir, do not handle the fabric.
Oh, sorry. While you were listening to those lonesome Americans,
Yes?
I made a date with that model.
Oh?
Say, wouldn't you like to take in a few museums or something? A lot of interesting museums in Paris, you know.
Well...
Thanks, Mac.
Come to think of it, there are a few cultural calls I might make.
See you later. Oh, mademoiselle. It's a beautiful city you got here.
Thank you.
But, crowded.
Oh, not very.
You know, honey, I was thinking, couldn't we find some place?
You'd like to see the Arch of Triumph?
No, that's not what I had in mind.
Oh.
That's what I had in mind.
You Americans.
Then it's no?
No.
Oh, then it's yes.
No.
Well, what is it?
Comme si, comme ça. I always say, comme si, comme ça. And go my way, comme si, comme ça. Since you are gone, nothing excites me. Since you are gone, no one delights me. And I go on, comme si, comme ça. midnight to dawn, come see, come far. But should we meet, that would excite me. And should you smile, that would delight me. I'd live again, to love again. But until then, come see, come find. Midnight to dawn, come see, come star. But should we meet, that would excite me. And should you smile, that would delight me. I'd live again, to love again.
For me. Hey, wait. Listen, baby.
Lost her?
Yeah, she just turned the corner up there. I don't even know her name.
Oh, that's simple. Her name is Mimi.
Mimi?
Did you say anything to upset her?
Oh, I was a perfect gentleman. Hey, there she is. Hey, Mimi. Mimi!
I don't live here anymore.
Tough luck, fellow.
Yeah. You know, I could have gotten serious about her.
Well, if you'd really like to see her, I think you'll find her in the cafe across the street.
Oh, you're kidding.
Come along.
I don't see her.
Be patient. She'll come through that door in a minute.
just come in.
Just one moment.
Huh?
If I may make a suggestion, champagne. Paul Roger Champagne Vintage 1937.
Oh, the subtle approach, huh?
Hello.
Goodbye.
Oh, sit down, Mimi.
Waiter, Paul Roger Vintage 1937.
Black lace, it just isn't fair for a lady to wear. Black lace, black lace. Oh, she'll be to blame if she kindles a flame with lace, black lace. Too much temptation, strange fascination about it. Angelization can be such a dangerous game. Black lace. Every time that you wear it, civilization can be such a dangerous game. Black lace. Oh, lady, beware every time that you wear lace. Black lace.
Let's get out of here, huh?
All right.
Now you won't run away.
No.
Yeah. Waiter.
Yes, sir.
Here.
Your change, sir.
Come on.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I got a question to ask you. Now wait a minute.
Yes?
Now, Mimi, don't misunderstand. It's purely what you might call an intellectual experiment.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's what it is. You see, I've never kissed a French girl. Come here.
Oh, père ma bande, il fait bon, fait bon, fait bon. Oh, père ma bande, il fait bon, fait bon. Oh, père ma bande, il fait bon, fait bon, fait bon. Oh, père ma bande.
How do you like that? In comes a glee club. Oh, now, as I was saying.
As you were saying.
Come here.
Hey. What is it, May?
Well, I kissed her, and the next thing I know, I'm back on cloud 9.
Well,
That's the way it usually is with the French. Home, Davy.
But why do we have to go home?
It's late. It's midnight. Full speed, Davy.
I'll never forget Mimi. She was a real gal.
Real?
What do you mean?
Nothing but this cloud is real.
What are you talking about? How about Paris and Mimi and the champagne I bought her?
Have you stopped to consider? Perhaps you were never off cloud nine. Let me show you.
Well, okay, but how?
One question. Do you understand French?
Well, no, not a word, but
then
I remember.
Then how did you talk to all those people in Paris?
Yeah. How did I?
Well, time's up for this week.
You know, I could have sworn I talked.
That's cloud nine.
Another one?
Oh, yeah, I'll have one. Here's a buck. Keep the change.
Hey, Bud, this dough's no good here. This is a 50-franc note.
It is? Mimi.
The program was Cloud Nine, heard every Tuesday night at 9:30. The orchestra was under the direction of Frank Smith. The principals were Hal Stark, Arthur Peterson, and Jonathan Cole. Singers were Elaine Rogers, Lon Saxon, and the Meadowlarks. Sound by Ted Kudelko. Technical direction by Paul McDermott. Cloud Nine is written and produced by Charles Romine and Ski Wolf. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.